Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast that serves Delaware County and beyond. Today, it is my great pleasure to introduce a Delaware County legend, Damon Feldman, of boxing fame and really of the Feldman boxing family fame. Damon is well known for his wins in the ring, kind of undefeated, as I recall from my youth. But more importantly, Damon Feldman is well known as the CEO of Official Celebrity Boxing. And when I bring that up, sometimes it's controversial, but listen, it's never not fun. And we're going to talk about it here on the Good Neighbor Podcast today. Let me introduce Damon Feldman. Hello, Damon. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks a lot for having me, man. Thanks for the intro. Cool intro.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And Damon, we're getting older, but I remember your dad and your brother. And I remember when you kind of moved away from actually being in the ring to coming up with this concept. I think it was probably like a fluky thing at first, but it became really a kind of an iconic thing in our country in a way that challenged people of great renown. Can you also protect yourself, or can you are you even tougher than other people? So tell me a little bit about your family growing up in Delaware County, and then you can get to the part about celebrity boxing, because I have questions about that. So take it away, Damon.
No, absolutely. You know, I was raised here in Broomall, Pennsylvania, in Delaware County. I'm excited, you know, because this is where I started my boxing career. I started my celebrity boxing career also. Everything was here in Delaware County. You know, me, my dad, my mom, and brother lived together, and my mom got hurt, and she became quadriplegic in a wheelchair when we were younger. And, some of my dad's fighters helped raise us, Frank the Animal Fletcher, Anthony Two Gun Fletcher, right in Broomall. And, you know, the rest is history, man. We just kept going. I became a professional boxer, amateur boxer, professional boxer. My brother became a professional boxer. My dad trained six world champions. And basically, we just kept going and going. And when our boxing career ended, we started our careers in the promoting world.
You know, Damon, I remember it fondly because when we were younger, boxing was something that a lot of us aspired to, but we were afraid to. And what was interesting, I remember your dad in his older years being able to get youth in a ring, and it wasn't necessarily youth to be able to become a professional, but it was really youth to be able to learn how to protect yourself and to not be afraid, really. And for sport, it was fun to see him set up rinks in areas you wouldn't see a rink get set up in, like a sports arena. I remember the Marple Sports Arena. Damon mentioned that he grew up in Delaware County. He grew up in Marple Township, and it's more affectionately known as Broomall, Pennsylvania, went to Marple Newtown High, as I recall, right, Damon?
Yes, I did.
And for a while, you ran that arena down there in the Marple Sports Arena, which was a roller hockey rink in a way, but it was enough space in there to be able to put a ring up. And for many young men and boys and stuff, it was the first time they ever really got to really see what a boxing ring was all about, whereas you probably remember when you were 6 and 7 years old.
Oh, absolutely. Well, in Marple Sports Arena, we had a boxing gym in the one corner. Then we do celebrity boxing events with Danny Bonaducci was the first one at the Marble Sports Arena. And that kicked it off. Like, Delaware County is where celebrity boxing started. People have to know this because it's a worldwide brand. And we've been building this, you know, we're getting there step by step. We give underdog guys, undercard people, or people looking for their 15 minutes of fame. The celebrities are looking for their 16th minute of fame. And we have a good product here.
Yeah, you do. And do I recall that Danny Bonaducci was Delco himself?
From Broomall. He's from Broomall.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so were you and he around the same age? Did you know each other when
he was about, I think, 15, 20 years older than me. But he was an interesting guy. I hooked up with him back when I did the fights with Dick Hart Productions Fox back in 2002. I am the one that brought Danny Bonaducci on when he took on Barry Williams, Greg Brady, and Danny won. And after that, I got Danny on board with my celebrity boxing tour.
Yeah, that name of his, it helped kick it off. And there's another big name we'll get to in a minute. But for those younger listeners who are hearing the name Danny Bottaducci, you might not put it together right away. But of course, it was on the Partridge Family TV show, very popular Partridge Family. And Danny at the time was probably only about, 14 or something on the show. But because he was from here when he was older and I guess, a child actor that wasn't as successful as an adult actor, but he came back to Philly and was on the radio, as I recall. He was a morning man for a certain radio station for a while or afternoon man, but was obviously in this general area. You guys connected. And he was just the right name because it was kind of like a quirky thing, like Danny Bottaducci is going to box. And then, I can't recall who did he box? Was it another celebrity?
Yeah, he took on, the Greg first Brady? Time when he fought in Broomall, he fought a local radio DJ from the big radio station Wired 96.5. But how I hooked up with Danny the second time is I couldn't find his number. So I got it off of MySpace. It was really crazy off the social media platform. I was like, Danny, what are you up to nowadays? I'm trying to get celebrity boxing running again. He got right back to me. Oh, I love this. Let's do it. That's all it took. Then I put the word out. Who wants to take on Danny Bottaducci in celebrity boxing? The writer Stu Bykoski put it in his gossip section. And I got 1,000 messages and ended up being the radio guy. And we kicked it off.
Whose idea was it to take it to the next level and have him fight one of the Brady Bunch boys?
Well, no, I brought Danny on. I was the original guy that brought him on back in the Fox days, 2002. But I didn't, when they said who could Danny fight, then they had Greg Brady had a list, and they had Vanilla Ice versus Todd Bridges, William Refrigerator Perry versus Manute Bol. They had Tanya Harding versus Paula Jones.
I remember the Tanya Harding one. That one got big time national attention she was still in the doghouse. She got out of prison for, being involved in a crushing accident of who was the skater, the leg?
Nancy Kerrigan.
And, on her way to the Olympics. And, and of course they made a movie about it, right? It was a big time movie about that whole incident. So,
absolutely.
As we get forward into these later years and by this time now, official celebrity boxing, this brand that is worldwide known. May I ask, Damon, is it getting to any other levels? Like in other words, is it now more of a kind of become a celebrity? Could you, if I wanted to get into celebrity boxing, could I become a celebrity by boxing, by getting in the ring as a untrained person? No, I never.
Absolutely. Would. Absolutely. We're a platform now. So we give a regular everyday guy or radio host like you, either chat at getting in the ring, give your 15 minutes of fame nationally. You become a celebrity overnight, and celebrities have already been in there. We give them their 16th minute. And, it's more of a, we're like the WWE of boxing, basically. And, we have
entertainment kind of sports entertainment. And it is, train wreck kind of a thing where you're so amazed at what you're seeing. You can't take your eyes off of it,
Absolutely. It's cool.
Plus you want to clap. You really want to clap for people who, I know of because they're a celebrity, but you want to clap because you really had some courage to get in that ring and you handled yourself pretty well. It's just an interesting concept that you thought of. And, it's one of your fames. You have a father that had fame as a boxing corner man and trainer. You have a brother who was a boxing fame. What's your brother doing these days? And how long ago has it been since we lost your father?
Sure. Well, I lost my dad back in 2017. God rest his soul. Missed that guy. My brother is the CEO and creator of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. It's a world brand. Last week, they just did a fight in Florida, and they sold the Hard Rock Casino out at 6,000 people. He's doing really well, and we both have our own niches. Like, no one can do celebrity boxing. No one can do bare knuckle if they don't understand it, because it's all about having experience. And one thing you can't do is buy experience. So that's what we have.
And you have it in those areas. But I'll tell you, because of being so much from the beginning, and then having these extra brands kind of come in and they are worldwide known, it sounds like a documentary potential there, that somebody should make a movie about your father and you raising these brothers and celebrity boxing and bare knuckle boxing. It would make sense.
Oh, absolutely. We have Celebrity Boxing 16th Minute premiering about this one fight. It's a film on March 8th coming out in Atlantic City. And Celebrity Boxing, the underdog story, film about my life and career, undefeated boxer to celebrity boxing promoter. That's in the works right now. The 11-minute trailer is done. But honestly, man, it happened all out of Delaware County. Like, if I wasn't from Delaware County, I don't know if I'd make it, because it was like all the experience, all the different people I met in Delaware County. Because no matter where you go, if I travel the world, I got to come back to Delco. You know what I mean? It's like, because something about Delco just, it's home. You know what I mean?
It is home. Yeah. And you know, there's people listening to us all over the country and maybe the world, but they're starting to become aware of this Delco vibe. It gets out, and, you know, the mayor of Easton, you know, that movie, they would talk about our accent. And of course, I hear it in you a little bit. You hear it in me, and the people listening are hearing in both of us. But it is the center of the universe, as far as we're concerned, for a good vibe, the Delco vibe, we call it. Marty, can I ask you, when you look at the near term, what's the latest thing on the calendar? What's the next thing that we could tell our listeners about?
Yeah, no problem. Damon is.
I'm sorry. I said Marty, your dad. I remember your dad well.
Thank you for thinking about him.
Yeah. He was a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. We had, you know, March 9th coming up in Atlantic City. Then we're going back to Fort Lauderdale the end of April, then to Atlanta. Then we're returning to Philadelphia for the first time in 10 years, which I'm really excited about, because we're going to have a lot of people from local areas. I want to give all the businesses their opportunity to get on board. They could be sponsors if they want, just be part of it, get their name out there too. And I love it, because I'm able to do it. I'm hoping to do it in Delaware County.
Is that, the venue's not picked yet then?
Not yet. I'm looking where I want to do it at first. No, I'd like to do it at Delaware County. To be honest with you, Marple Sports Arena would be perfect. We got to see. I got to talk to them, because this is where I was born, man. I mean, I was born here. Delaware County is the home of celebrity boxing.
Yes. How about the Atlantic City event coming up? Where is that going to be done?
Yeah, it's at my friend's place. Bart Blasstein is the owner. It's the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. Unbelievable entertainment platform, facility. It's just great down there. And excited. It's, you know, it's an hour drive, and it's a great weekend away, you know.
Yeah, it's a short drive from the Philadelphia market. If people wanted to learn more about Official Celebrity Boxing, I'm assuming that the URL, the website, is officialcelebrityboxing.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And I guess it's not just a call out, Damon, for people who want to see celebrity boxing, but it's really a call out for people who may want to get in the ring and try boxing, even though they're not really that well trained.
Absolutely.
Risky, but kind of fun. And, you know, we see American Idols get started every year, and people with a good voice become the number one good voice. You could find a kind of a secret puncher coming out up the ranks, right?
Well, absolutely, because we have our strategy. We post them all over social media, millions of followers, and we get their opportunity to step in the ring, artists, recording artists that perform in the ring, a host, ring girls, give them their chance stepping in the platform. The celebrity boxing ring is the stage. So we give you the opportunity. It doesn't matter who you are. You could think you're the biggest underdog in the world and you can't get there. Well, guess what? Go to officialcelebrityboxing.com, sign up, follow our rules, what's needed, and we're going to give you that chance.
Wow. And did I hear you say that the chance includes for if you want to be a ring girl? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, we have ring girls. Yep. Opportunity to be a host. Like, these, you know, I have a really unique platform where I give these people the opportunity to get on, and I give them their chance.
That's great. Yeah. And who knows, maybe there's an opportunity for a guy like me that wants to say, you know, get ready to
ring announcer. What do we always have you as, Bob? Ring announcer.
Probably ring announcer. I won't be boxing. I'll be a corner man. You know,
I can
give the motivation for them to get up and go out another round for sure.
Okay.
Damon Feldman here joining us on the Good Neighbor podcast. You were a good neighbor before you became famous. And the Good Neighbor podcast, Delco, you will always be one of us as you travel the world. And you'll be representing all of us as a good neighbor from Delco to the world. Damon Feldman, the CEO of Official Celebrity Boxing. And you can see more about what Damon's doing and learn about Damon and also learn about the upcoming events by visiting his website at Official Celebrity Boxing. And Damon was not kidding. If you want to get in the ring, this is the way to do it. So check out the website, officialcelebrityboxing.com. Damon Feldman, thank you so much for joining us today on the Good Neighbor podcast. I want to get together with you and learn a little bit more. Maybe I might get in that ring. Who knows?
Oh, let's go, Bob. But thank you. Great podcast. Delaware County, born and raised. Here we are.
Thank you very much, Damon. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you
for listening to the Good Neighbor podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.